Big Gal.
The station with the happy difference. Bringing it back on the memory station.
Thank you, Julian. Good afternoon.
You're better off when your radio's on.
Live from a darkened bunker outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
It's across the pond we go with the Rick Ainley Show. Great music to get you through the day on Big L Radio.
Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band did the Fifth of Beethoven in 1976, top 30 in the UK, number one in the US, and it was credited as Ludwig van Beethoven, arranged by Walter Murphy. So, a very good afternoon to you. Hope you're doing well. It's Rick Ainley coming to you live from our studios here, just outside Atlanta. We have a little bit of a gremlin problem. We are trying to play Whack-a-Gremlin. I can't get your email right now. So we have activated our squad of super technicians around the world who have parachuted into our data centers. But either way, you're going to get an hour of great music. 1979, top 5 in the UK, top 20 in the US, ABBA, of course, and Does Your Mother Know? So, right now, as I say, we've parachuted our elite team of technicians in to sort our little email problem out. Could be my end, but either way, I can't get in. So, we'll just do these competitions virtually. And I'm afraid I'll give out virtual sausage rolls. But, you know the score.
Here's how the contest works.
Going to play you a well-known song from the 60s, 70s or 80s. And I have replaced a word or a phrase or sometimes even the song title with the sound of Big Ben. I think this one is incredibly easy, but, you know, you probably have to keep the answer to yourself right now. So if you think you know the answer, just hold it to yourself. We'll give out telepathic virtual sausage rolls later on, of course.
Chanson d'amour, ra-da-da-da-da. Play encore here in my heart.
Don't forget. reminiscent of you.
Doorbell at the end, doesn't it? 1964 Juliet, the group was called the Four Pennies, and it was a number one in the UK charts. It only spent 1 week at number one, but either way, it got there. It did it. And of course, back in those days, you had to sell an awful lot of singles to become number one. What is it now? Probably about 50 streams in your number one, with the way they do the charts these days. So I mentioned earlier on, unfortunately, I can't take your emails or voicemails right now because the Gremlins have made their way and munched through some cables by the look of things. And it's a serious thing. I used to work for a TV station in Washington, D.C., and one day we lost all audio. Yep, sound disappeared from the viewers. So off we went to the tower, the transmitter, lifted up the floorboards, and yes, we found a raccoon. Of course, we got out of there pretty quick until we got the raccoon out. And the raccoon had chomped through some cables. Serious story. Actually happened. And you don't want to, raccoons during the day are not a thing you want to see because they're either mad or rabid. Yeah, it's a thing over here, rabies. You've got to be careful. So as soon as we knew what we're doing, is we got the floor tile up and we left. We called in a professional pest control person who captured him and let him go in the wild. And then we fixed the cable and all was well with the world. Anyway, last chance to hear this. See what you think it is. Keep the answer to yourself for now, but if you think you know what it is, I will tell you the all will be revealed after we hear from the Circle, who likes to play with a big red rubber ball.
This is Big Al Whoopee!
It's 1966 again.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Taken from the Big L Fab 500, Red Rubber Ball from The Circle, and that was a hit for them in 1966. All right, so congratulations to you all if you guessed The Buggles and Video Killed the Radio Star. And it was the first song played on MTV when that satellite channel started, and it was also the last song as they stopped doing their music channels and focused on other stuff.
Big L, it's a blast!
'79, got to number one in the British charts. Only broke the top 40 in the US, but of course became well known throughout the world because it was the first song played on MTV when that started, I think in 82, something like that. So our team of elite technicians have cracked the problem. So when we do our next competition, a little later on in the show, you'll be able to send in your answers and genuinely earn that sausage roll. But if you all got the answer last time...
You must eat the sausage roll.
Yes, you know that music as the Eurovision entrance to the song contest. Well, I do miss that living over here. not been able to see it for many years. Now we can, but it's not as fun as it was in the 70s, 80s or 90s, was it? So this week's Power Trio will be three great songs from the era, to me, when the Eurovision Song Contest was fantastic.
Snowflake.
the Saturday Tea Time Show.
Just like a flower when winter begins, just like a candle blown out in the wind, just like a bird that can no longer fly, I'm feeling that way sometimes. But then as I'm falling way down by the load, I picture a light at the end of the road, and closing my eyes I can see through the dark the dream that is in my heart. A little loving, a little giving, to build a dream for the world we live in. A little patience and understanding for our tomorrow. A little peace, a little sunshine, a sea of gladness to wash away all the tears of sadness. A little hoping, a little praying for our tomorrow, a little peace. I feel I'm a leaf in the November snow. I fell to the ground, there was no one below. So now I am helpless, alone with my song, just wishing the stars.
Nicole, a little piece, Dana, all kinds of everything. And the song that epitomizes the Eurovision Song Contest to me is Ding a Ding, or Ding a Dong. There was a West End theatre show in the 90s. I think it starred James Dreyfuss, who of course was in Notting Hill, Blue Line, and some other stuff as well. Trick Haney with you on the Big L International. Three from the Eurovision Song Contest was our power trio for this week. The team of expert engineers have resolved our email problem, and I did get a voicemail from Howard. You were spot on, of course, and you can have your Murray Mints. Not a problem there. We'll be back to normal, and we're looking forward to hearing your voicemails and emails on our next competition after we hear Pay the Rent and another song.
Oh, a plumber's van. Ah, just what I need. What's the number? 01273 84. Oh, missed it.
Losing business due to your phone number? Why not get a memorable one, like 24/7 24/7 or 555 555, and connect it to your existing mobile, home or office number, or even your broadband service? Find your perfect memorable number at phonenumbers.store and use discount code RADIO. Phonenumbers.store.
Whenever news breaks, FSN is there.
William Denzelow, New York.
Rebecca Brunden, Mumbai.
Kevin Ozebek, Brussels.
For more than 25 years, and now from more than 20 bureaus, FSN has brought award-winning objective coverage of world events to TV, radio, and digital networks. For more information, visit us online at featurestory.com.
Here at Big L International, all the staff and crew would like to say a big thank you to everybody who has made a donation towards the running cost of the station. If you would like to make a donation, you can either visit donate.bigl.co.uk and click on Donate, or if you would like to make a regular monthly contribution, please go to the homepage on the Big L website. Please help us to keep the music alive. Thank you.
Mersey Mini Golf Hire is ideal for weddings, parties and events. Indoor or outdoor, our nine-hole mini golf course is ideal for all ages and will keep your guests entertained at your function or event. Find us on Facebook, Mersey Mini Golf Hire, or call 01255 808049, or visit our website, merseydisco.co.uk. ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester. We offer a complete PAT testing service to businesses of all sizes in Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridge and Essex. Established in 2002, fully insured and using only professional, fully calibrated test equipment. Why not see if ReadSafe can help with your electrical appliance inspection needs? Visit readsafe.co.uk or call 01603 409 629. ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester.
Hi, this is Phil Troll. Just popped in to tell you about my extravaganza every Saturday night between 8 and 10 and repeated Thursday mornings between 1 and 3 with music from the 50s, 60s and 70s and occasional theme shows. Be there or be square.
Big Gal.
Where the action is.
It's Rick Ailey on Saturday afternoon on Big L Radio.
Now I'm a little shy. I like to stay home. Shakespeare's my guy, Juliet and Romeo. Now I have found a girl so dear, she cares not if wealth was a beer. She knows that Abby really loved this ma. To be honored to be my lover, to me there could not be another. To be honored to be my queen. As you like it, you know. To me there could not be another. In hardback or in paper cover. To be or not to be's my queen.
Some like the Sauron, they'd be a Barbadian. We think it's fun here in Stratford-on-Avon. Kids go out to a disco show. We stay and praise Malvolio. Who cares if Will he dress disguised as chicks?
To be or not to be my lover. To me there could not be another. To be or not to be's my plea. As you like it, you know.
So B.A. Robertson in 1980 made a top 10 hit of that song and tried to put some Shakespearean culture in the charts. But all he did was say to be or not to be. He didn't do the next line and all that. You know, to be or not to be, for that is the question. That's about as much Shakespeare as you're getting out of me today.
Listen in, listen in. This is the place to win.
Let's have a bit of fun, shall we? What do you think our 1 second note is? Oh, nice and short. What do you think it is? If you hear it enough times, the rest of the song, I think, comes naturally.
Here's the number to call.
Email studio at biglradio.co.uk. call 01255-808-113.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big L, the heart and soul of rock and roll.
First chart entry for the Corgis in 1979. The song was called If I Had You and it got to number 13 in the British charts. The biggest success was their next one called Everyone's Got to Learn Sometime, and that was released on both sides of the Atlantic. So it didn't do bad at all.
We've got a winner!
Quite a few, actually. Howard, congratulations. You was like some giant flying saucers. Ooh, sugar load from that. Linda from Letchworth Garden City, spot on. John from Derbyshire, also correct. Nice to hear from you. Rick from Toronto, a very good early afternoon to you too. He's in the same time zone as me. You know it, but you just can't think it. Yep, I think when you hear the next clue in a minute, it'll just drop right into place. Patricia from Munich. You've got the artist right, but not the song. You're close. And then Paul and Melanie, congratulations. Here's the longer version that I think will fill in the gaps. There you go. If you think you know the answer. Studio at biglradio.co.uk.
You know you can't deny it's a price I gotta pay, but it's all
The Doolies on the Big L International, another hit from 1979, Wanted. As I mentioned before, it's one of those memory maker songs. The Corgis was too when I was a bingo caller in Cleethorpes. Someone had to do it, I guess. Linda sent another voicemail in. Do I remember one of the other songs from the Corgis and mentioned it? And you know what? I think I kind of do. It didn't chart that well. If It's All Right With You, Baby was the name of the song. But I think it got a lot of airplay, but just didn't catch for some reason. I'm going to have to go and dig it out and take a listen to it and stuff like that. Last chance to hear our One-ish Note Wonder. There you go. So, American bands would often cover British artist songs, and the other way around. Well, the Vogues covered this one. The Vogues doing a cover of the 1966 David and Jonathan song, Lovers of the World Unite. So,
we've got a winner!
Congratulations to Howard, Linda from Letchworth Garden City, John from Derbyshire, Patricia from Munich. Your email just popped in and you got it completely 100% right. And Paul and Melanie.
You must eat the sausage roll.
It was Lou Christie and the song Lightning Strikes.
Big L! It's a blast!
Taking over. people in the pines waiting for us around the bend. Picture in your mind love forever, but till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time, I can't stop.
That was a number one sound for Luke Christie in the American charts, 1966, and just didn't quite make the top 10 over here. Got to number 11 in the British charts, and that was our one second note wonder for this week. What should we do next week? Actually, next week, not sure I'll be live or not. We've got family coming into town. We've got an event going on with my eldest daughter, so it depends where we end up putting them to sleep and stuff. That kind of sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? No, where they're going to sleep for the night, not put them to sleep. Oh, boy, that'd be a bit dodgy, wouldn't it? But anyway, so I'm not sure whether it'll be a recording of me, a virtual show, or whether it'll be a live me. I'm going to try and go live because it's always fun when we get the emails and the voicemails and we have a bit of fun and talk about the old sweets of the past and stuff like that. So I'd love to do that. Still got a couple of songs to go and then we're out of here and handing over to Danny Van Dam.
It's another wonderful weekend. Oh.
Another forgotten song from the vinyl graveyard.
Ain't no guy in town who would ever try to put me down when I'm walking with my angel. Whoa-oh-oh. 'Cause every guy I see is a wishing that he were me when I'm walking with my angel. When we're strolling hand in hand, I'm as happy as can be. Oh, she's the prettiest girl in town, and everyone can see she belongs to me. Well, I feel so proud, it's as good as walking on a cloud when I'm walking with my angel.
Those songs for Bobby V that in the middle of his plethora of hits, it wasn't one that did that well. Well, that's it. We're out of time for this week. Thanks for your patience earlier on as we engaged and parachuted in the sea of engineers with duct tape hammers that got email working again. It was great to hear from you. Hopefully I'll be with you again, of course, next weekend live. Danny Van Dam is next, Paul Voss at 7, and then live between 8 and 10 tonight, Phil Trolls.
The drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight, the moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Gonna take a life to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a hundred
wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this